This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:01 is the time. We've got some breaking news on the L.A. Dodgers front. Get that to you in a moment.
It's the breaking news sound that I use for that.
My goodness. People around here like to hear Dodger news, even if it's...
No, do they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that we're going to hear this news.
Okay. Well, do they? I mean,
it's basically... There's trouble in paradise.
Okay.
There's trouble in paradise. With the Dodgers.
All right.
We'll explain here in a second. Chris Ello, along with Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan, Tony Gwynn Jr., Idol today. We will hear from Jesse Agler, not on this program, but after this program, 5:40 this evening, Padre Baseball, right here on 97.3 The Fan, the Padres, and the San Francisco Giants. A preview of San Diego's opening day.
That's right.
And I guess the first meeting this spring between Bob Melvin and his former team. Is that right? I don't know if the Padres played the Giants already.
No, I think
already.
They've already played the Giants.
Seriously?
I think so.
Well, you know how closely I've paid attention to spring training.
Yeah, I've stopped paying attention once the Cactus League title was out of the window.
Yeah, they did play the Giants already. You're right. Lost 3-2, or won 3-2 about a week and a half ago or so. A week ago. All right. So here's the thing on the Dodgers. Yesterday, it came out that Gavin Lux had all of a sudden forgotten how to throw. And
it's
remember,
true.
Gavin Lux was basically guaranteed the Dodgers starting shortstop job after coming back from his knee injury a year ago. Remember, he hurt himself in spring training, trying to dodge his way around a tag while he was running the bases. It was kind of a clumsy move, I must admit. But it landed him on the knee surgery list, and he missed the whole entire season.
He did.
Well, Gavin Lux was right. It's his job, shortstop. Well, yesterday the Dodgers came out and said, you know, Gavin Lux is struggling, and we're not committed to him yet as being the regular starter at shortstop. Now,
as Tony would say, his antennas went up.
Here's why this happened. Because last year, late in the fantasy season, I traded for Gavin Lux so that he could be my starting shortstop this season. This is why this is happening, Scrabe.
Well, we should thank you for
this.
It.
This is the kind of luck that I have.
The lux that you have?
The lux that I have. Apparently, Dave Roberts, just a short time ago, said that for the foreseeable future, none other than Mookie Betts is going to be playing shortstop for the Dodgers.
Quote, permanent for now, which isn't permanent.
But permanent for now is pretty permanent, I must tell you.
He was just told maybe a month and a half ago he's going to play second full-time now.
Yeah.
So he's moving all over the place.
Well, my guess is they'll either play Chris Taylor at second or Miguel Rojas at second. But it sounds like Gavin Lux is, like, done. Sounds like, see you later, Gavin. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I mean, what are they going to do with him? He's not going to DH.
He can play outfield.
You got a guy at DH who's pretty good. Don't see Gavin Lux taking any of Shohei Ohtani's at-bats.
No, but I can see him playing the outfield at some point because that's where he was playing before he got hurt.
Where?
I think he was playing center field.
Ahead of James Outman?
Well, he's a right fielder.
He's a center fielder.
He's going to be center field this year.
What do you mean this year? He was the center fielder last year all season.
Okay.
James Outman's not going anywhere. Got Jason Hayward in the outfield.
Jason Hayward, I'm sorry, but he's ancient.
You got Teoscar Hernandez, who you just signed to a big contract.
All right.
I don't know that
he's
Gavin
a bench player now.
Gavin Lux just went to the bench. Just got sent to the bench. The only good news for fantasy owners of Gavin Lux, like me, is that it's early enough that I can just get rid of him. But it's just a wasted trade.
It is.
I gave up probably a pretty good player at the end of, I don't remember who I traded, but I probably gave up a decent player last year just so that I could have Gavin Lux this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't get Gavin Lux. These are the kinds of things that are going to happen to me in fantasy, and this is why I did not want to join your league.
Tap said future Rocky to Gavin Lux. That
future Rocky, that's where they all go.
To die, yes.
Who said that?
Taps.
Very good, Taps. You might be absolutely 100% correct.
Is Lux playing second base?
I don't think so.
Jacob is saying on the chat.
He is, but you've got Miguel Rojas, who was the shortstop last year.
You're saying he can play second base, but he might not start.
I think Miguel Rojas will be at second base. You got Miguel Vargas, who was a young guy, second baseman last year, and Chris Taylor, who's looking for a place to play. The Dodgers also have Kike Hernandez, who can play second base or the outfield. I think Gavin Lux is going to be a Rocky. I think that's a pretty good call by somebody out there.
But if you're going to move
the problem with that is they already have a shortstop, the Rockies.
Ezekiel Tovar,
who's pretty good.
Yeah. If you're gonna move him from shortstop because he has the throwing yips, wouldn't that translate over to second base too? It can't build his confidence.
CBS Sports is saying that Gavin Lux is shifting to second base.
Okay.
So he's going to get an opportunity maybe to play there. But Mookie is now the shortstop. First sign of trouble in Dodger paradise.
I see a small crack.
I love it.
Me too.
Love it. It's going to break wide open.
I think we relish in it way too much.
What else do we have to do? They win 120 games every year. We have to celebrate small victories along the way.
I just want everything to blow up in the face just because they spent so much money, not because I'm a hater, but I like to see...
What do you mean not because you're a hater? When did you not be a hater? You're a hater. You just are. That's just who you are.
All right, can't argue that.
No, you can't. All right, we got winners, losers from last night. Predictions for tonight. Get into the Daily Gambit, pleeple.
Pleeple?
Yeah, man, I tried to say two words at once. It didn't work out.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly.
We'll do our best.
Okay.
We'll do our best. I am going to Las Vegas tomorrow.
Oh, yes, that's
so
right.
So look out.
Look out.
Yeah.
Are you going to place any bets on the Dolphins for the Super Bowl?
Why would I
do that?
Some
future?
Why would I do that?
Because you
just to throw money away?
Wait, maybe you could will them to a Super Bowl.
If I can bet on the Dolphins to win 10 games before December and then fall apart, I would wager on that.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I would wager on with the Dolphins.
All right.
Because they have done that so many times, I can't even tell you.
First bet that we made yesterday, Arizona were 9-point favorites over UCLA at home. Chris said there's no way that UCLA could lose this game at home.
Everybody.
But I think some media is
give me an example of a shot that Ken Rosenthal's taken.
I didn't know we were going down this road.
Well, that's the road I
got to
take here.
I got your example. So when Ken Rosenthal wrote the Wander Franco article, and it was all about It was all about how it's dangerous for teams to give young superstars a lot of money.
Okay.
And so he wrote about Wander Franco, but then he also referenced Fernando Tatis Jr. as another guy. So he unfairly put Fernando Tatis Jr. into an article about a guy who's possibly dating underage girls.
I disagree with that.
I think that's a little
connection.
Weird. I think
Fernando,
that's a little weird.
if you're going to do a story about young players getting far too much money before they even have a clue of what to do with that money, Fernando would have to be mentioned. Sorry. Fernando has to be mentioned.
He didn't do anything like what Wander Franco did.
Of course
not
he
even
didn't.
Close.
Of course he didn't. And I don't think that Ken Rosenthal was asserting that he had.
I don't think
you're
so either. No,
the one
I'm
that's asserting
that
he had
I'm
based on that article.
The reference is I would if you're Fernando and you see that you're referencing the article, I'm like, why is my name in this?
Out of my courtroom.
You're kicking out of the courtroom.
I'm kicking that out of the courtroom. I don't think Ken Rosenthal's taking any unnecessary shots by mentioning Fernando Tatis Jr. in an article about young people who make kind of dumb mistakes.
All right.
Fernando has to be on that list. He not only got himself injured and missed a lot of a season, he then got caught using PEDs and missed a lot of a season.
Yes.
That's back-to-back bonehead moves. Mm. Sorry.
All right. I'm going to say
I just want to hear the next bit of music.
It's so fun. I spent 30 minutes choosing the music.
You are
today.
Loving this.
Oh, listen to this. It's getting into it. All right. Next conspiracy theory from a fan. Let's go with this one from Mike Morton.
Okay, Mike.
Kim will be traded immediately after the two games in Korea.
Yeah.
That's a conspiracy theory that we could possibly say could happen.
I'm going to just say that I don't know about a conspiracy theory. I do know about the fact that that might not be the worst thing the Padres ever did. I mean, we've already talked about the kind of haul they could get for Ha-Seong Kim and the potential to fill the holes they obviously still have.
But what we didn't really talk about is that the Padres have put out the feelers and they weren't getting what they wanted, so they gave up on that idea, that hence moving Kim to shortstop.
Well, you're just assuming you're just assuming that's true, and you're right. Once they moved Kim to shortstop, that seemed to indicate to me and most people that he was no longer being shopped.
Yes,
I think you're right. If they traded Ha-Seong Kim after the Korea games, Mike, you would have something. But I think the big announcement, he's going to shortstop, Bogaerts goes to second. Makes no sense to make all of that happen and then trade the guy.
To make him mad, Xander Bogaerts, and then trade him and move him back.
That would not be smart.
Okay, next one.
And if they do that, I will be the first to tell the Padres that they weren't smart.
At Mr. Shenanigans says, conspiracy. Padres no longer will spend because Mr. Seidler isn't here any longer. As a result, the new owners are going to ask the big three to waive no trade clause, and then the owners are going to pocket the money. I knew this one was a little bit too far out there.
Since when did Dick Monfort become one of the owners of the Padres?
Never.
Yeah,
thankfully so.
Yeah, I think you're okay on
that. Yeah, we can just move on from that
one. Hey, look, you're going to have a right, Padre fans. You're going to have a right next year at this time if the Padres don't re-ante up on the payroll.
Yeah.
You're going to have a right to be bitterly
absolutely
upset and disappointed with this franchise.
Absolutely.
But you don't have a right now, because it is good business to get back under the luxury tax threshold.
Yes.
That's just smart.
I hate to
tell you.
That is smart.
All right. But if they're
the 50%
in the same spot,
tax.
If they cut another $95 million off the payroll next year, right, then you've got reason to say, hey, what are you doing? Raising my prices of tickets, raising my expectations, blah, blah, blah. But that's only if the same thing occurs next offseason.
All right, final one. And this person is saying that it ends like this, Chris. In parentheses, it said, it's not a conspiracy. It happened.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Bob Melvin is an egomaniac that gave up on the team at the All-Star break last season and actively prevented the analytics organization or the analytics org from communicating with the players.
And who's that from? AJ Preller?
No. _ King Dode. AJ Preller. There's another one about AJ. Here's one. My conspiracy theory is that Mike Schilt was a part of a plot to undermine and sabotage Bob Melvin to drive him out in order for him to get the job as he wanted it. And Preller was over working with Bob. That one might...
That might actually have some legs.
I don't think that Mike Schilt
undermined.
I just
don't think it would be that mean.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I don't think Mike Schilt was sitting there behind closed doors.
No.
But you can't tell me that Mike Schilt probably wasn't pretty happy when Bob Melvin exited, and that opened up an opportunity for him to get back in managing.
Yeah,
He doesn't have to come out and say that. It's not going to look... It wouldn't be a good look if he said, hey, I'm pretty happy Bob Melvin left.
Yeah. But hey, I would love that job.
He's probably pretty happy Bob Melvin left.
Yeah, he's got
so
a managerial job.
So then he get back and be a manager.
Thank
so
you,
So this
everybody.
Might be some legs to that one.
Thank you, everybody, for the conspiracy theories.
Thank you, everybody.
I think this might be a not-every-week thing, maybe a every-couple-months thing.
Sure.
Chris is rolling his eyes
just,
over
just
there.
So we can hear the music.
The music is fantastic.
It's not bad. Okay. I forgot to mention the one player that the Padres might have been interested in that is signed elsewhere.
Oh, yes.
I teased that half an hour ago.
Yes, you did. Who is that?
Joey Votto has signed a minor league deal with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Which I will say, I don't know why the Padres didn't think more.
A lot of people thought he would have been a good place to go. Blue Jays are giving him that opportunity. We'll come back with more Gwen and Chris. Oh, sure. You can go first. I'm going to tell you, San Diego State at home beat San Jose State comfortably. The second game in San Jose was a one-point victory for the Aztecs. They won it on a last-second shot. San Jose State played them right to the wire. So keep that in mind here before you make your bet.
All right. I already know what I'm going to do.
10.5 points.
I'm going to go with San Jose State thinking, but the Aztecs are going to win the game. I just got to get that out there. All 10 right. and a half is a lot, and
you're taking that.
I've been paying attention to the team a little bit because through you, so.
Right.
Yeah, I would say that that's a safer bet.
San Jose State is a team that won only two conference games this year. But when I watch them play the Aztecs, they don't look like a team that won only two games. That said, Aztecs ride the momentum of their victory the other night in the regular season finale. They play well. They don't overlook them. They win easily. I'll take the Aztecs and give the points. We'll take a break. More Gwen and Chris.
Give me a second.
Coming up in just a second. We've got to get some traffic done. And Scraby's got to find the LSU-Auburn game.
Yes.
Because he really cares about this stuff.
I like it. Oh, it's 23-1 now.
23-1. We'll keep an eye on that as Gwen and Chris continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside the Green Room with Danny Green is a podcast that takes you beyond the scoreboard. Join 3-time NBA champion Danny Green for insight on the association that you won't hear anywhere else. Plus, get behind-the-scenes access to what life is like in the NBA. Follow Inside the Green Room with Danny Green in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, if you'd like to watch our show, you can. You can just go to YouTube and type in 97.3 The Fan in the search bar. You will find it with a big live on it. And also, I didn't realize this, but the other two shows don't put the red dot before everything. So if you're looking for a specific video of our show, just look for the red dot before, and you'll know it's a Gwen and Chris show.
What does that mean? The red dot.
Well, okay. Here.
I don't get it.
Here. Okay. I'm going to pull it up for you real quick.
I'm on the StreamYard site. You mean I got to go to YouTube?
No. You're fine. Oh, yeah. Go to your StreamYard. Go to your StreamYard.
I'm on it.
You see the here top? You see the top?
Hello?
You see the top where it has red dot live?
I do. I see that.
So the red dot, I don't really know why I use it, but...
Okay. Does that help people find us?
Well, now it can because we're the only show that does it right now. So if you... See the red dot. It's going to be Gwen and Chris related.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Awesome news.
Yes.
Also, over my head in the stream, I'm just noticing now is a picture of Ben Higgins and Dave Roberts. Two people I really like, but don't know that that should necessarily be there in the shot. You know what I mean?
At least it's not the other one next to the buzzer beater picture.
That would not last.
That would not last.
Real quick, before we get to a break here, I found two NFL teams that are no longer going to be in the running to win next year's Super Bowl.
The Dolphins?
Not only are they no longer going to be in the running to win the Super Bowl next year, you can probably forget about them for the playoffs as well.
Okay.
The two teams that I am eliminating from contention at this moment for next year's NFL season, 2024, are the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Giants. Why? Both teams apparently are talking with free agent quarterback Russell Wilson about coming in to take over their quarterback duties.
The Steelers
that
are...
That to me is just like, forget the season.
I just...
Russell Wilson is done.
I can say
that while Tony's not here. When Tony comes back, then I can't say it anymore because he loves the guy.
You can say it, but... I think that Russell Wilson is a massive upgrade from...
Massive?
Massive.
Upgrade? I haven't seen Russell Wilson throw the ball beyond the line of scrimmage in about 6 years.
Russell Wilson had a decent year last year. People don't see that because they...
What did he do?
I'm looking. He had 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. He had over 3,000 yards. I think that he had a better year than everybody
thinks. See, you look at statistics. I look at W's and L's.
You can't do that in football, though.
Why not?
Because
that's what I care about.
Because a Stephon Diggs drop pass.
If Tua Tagovailoa could throw for 9 yards and the Dolphins win, I'll take it any day over 400 yards in a loss. Any day.
And
everybody out there can say he played terrible. But you know what? Maybe he made the right leads, the correct reads at the line of scrimmage and changed and audibled into the right play. Maybe. You know, he was the reason they won with some smart quarterbacking. When the Dolphins won their first two Super Bowls, let me rephrase that.
You said,
when the Dolphins won their only two Super Bowls, they had a quarterback by the name of Bob Greasy. He's in the Hall of Fame. Bob Greasy hardly ever threw for more than 100 yards in any game. Now, it was a totally different world back then. But Greasy was known for being the smartest quarterback in the league. And in those days, quarterbacks called their plays. And he would get them in the right plays. He won a Super Bowl against the Vikings in a day when he was 6 for 7 passing.
See, that's
total.
See,
6 for 7.
But if I look at 6 for 7 in the box score, I would be like, obviously this dude didn't pass a lot. But if you look at Russell Wilson, he had a 66% completion percent. I cannot believe I'm dying.
Why
on the
are you sticking up for him,
Russell Wilson, right now? But he also had 341 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns. He didn't have a bad year, and I think it's a massive upgrade. Brutus Fan has a great question for you, Chris. Let me put this up on the screen real quick.
What you got,
Chris,
Brutus?
Which is worse for you, Russell Wilson or soccer?
Russell Wilson.
Whoa.
I didn't expect
that.
Yeah.
After yesterday's
I went way over the top on soccer. I have a little more respect for soccer than I do for people that are divas. I don't care for divas, and I know you don't either.
I don't either.
I know you don't either.
I'm not going to argue that.
People whose holier-than-thou attitude is more important than the team are people I can do without.
I am with you.
And whether it's true or not, that's what I perceive Russell Wilson to be.
I think last year, Sean Payton, if we're going to talk conspiracy theories, hold on, Chris. I need to get something going real quick because we need to talk about... There. We're back in the conspiracy theory zone.
This whole show, I'm gonna wake up at the end of the show and find out it was all just a dream.
Yes, in this Twilight Zone.
It wasn't a real show.
Yeah. I believe that Sean Payton had it out for Russell Wilson and called bad plays and put him in wrong spots so he could get Russell Wilson out of Denver and so he could draft his prized possession, J.J. McCarthy.
Thank you. You're welcome.
What do you think about that?
I think Russell Wilson was 7-8 last year.
You got to say Sean Payton, it didn't really help.
He was 7-8 last year. That's enough to tell me that he just doesn't have it any longer. He had two 300-yard passing games. You can put all of your stats in there. One of his 300-yard passing games came in a 70-20 loss.
Yeah.
All right. So my point is, what did
That's
he do to help
team.
Them win
that,
anything?
But that team was way different than the team that finished the season because they
were
in the
playoff
hunt.
Yeah, the team that finished the season was getting, he was getting 130 yards, 180 yards, 160 yards.
But were they winning?
Yeah, but he wasn't the reason.
So he finally wins, but he's not the reason for the win.
I don't like the guy. You're not going to be able to convince me.
All right.
I mean, the bottom line is he could pass for 700 yards, and I would still tell you that I don't like him.
I just think Kenny Pickett
And if he did pass for 700 yards, he'd probably just want a bigger office on the site of the training camp facilities.
Can't defend you there, Mr. Unlimited.
All right, more Gwen and Chris coming up. We'll just we got it rolling today. I feel good.
Yeah,
let's just
good.
Keep on.
We got a
on.
Good countdown too.
Good. Welcome back to the program. 3:39 is the time. If you love Mediterranean food, like I love Mediterranean food, don't forget the hummus. Thank you, Tony. Try a Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine. They're in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. Welcome back to the program. Food, one of my favorite things on earth, and that is going to be the topic of our countdown today. Did you know, anybody out there, that today is National Cereal Day?
I didn't until you told me, which is awesome. I'm
That's
glad
a great
you told
thing.
Me.
Great thing, National Cereal Day. It's also National Women's Day.
It is. Congratulations,
so,
women.
Thank you, all the women out there.
Yes.
Today is your day. I don't know exactly what you get out of that, but...
Maybe some free ice cream somewhere?
I don't think so.
Well,
I
you
think
know how sometimes they have like those deals?
Free ice cream somewhere.
Yeah, if you're like a teacher, you can go and get a free taco or...
Okay. Where do you come up with this stuff?
You've never heard of that before? It's like Teacher Appreciation Day. You can go to Starbucks. And you
Maybe
can
if
get...
you steal second base in the World Series, you can get a free taco.
You do. You steal a base, steal a taco is what that's called.
I know.
Anyway.
All right. Before we do our countdown of our five favorite cereals, Scraby, I ask you, what do you think the number one selling cereal is in the United States according... You know, to the list I have in front of me. I mean, I'm sure you could probably find another billion lists of this stuff.
See,
you know what I'm saying? But you got to, you're just going to have to go with something.
Does Taylor Swift have a cereal? Because if she did, it would be number one.
Yeah, you're right. Probably.
I'm going to say that the number one cereal is the regular Cheerios.
How did you guess that?
That's right.
It is right.
Wow, why can't we do this drink Fantabulous?
Yeah.
Top cereals. I got it.
Yeah, according to Kiplinger's, which is a pretty... No, they're a pretty legit business site, as far as I know.
Okay.
Cheerios, number one. Here's why I think it's number one. Because every parent who has a baby under the age of one feeds it Cheerios.
That's
Have
a
you
good
ever
point.
Seen anything other than that given to a baby?
That's pretty good point.
Right? When you're out and about, parents got the baby on their lap.
Yeah, the plane.
Yeah, Cheerios.
Yeah.
Just keep on shoving Cheerios in.
I love it when the parent, when I'm watching a kid and the parent gives me the Cheerios so I can eat them too.
Okay.
You don't steal Cheerios from the kid's bag, Chris, when you're feeding them Cheerios?
I don't.
Okay. No
I don't really care for Cheerios. They're not going to make my list, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
The number two most popular breakfast cereal, according to this list on Kiplinger's,
Kiplinger's?
Yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios. Wow. Now, to that, you can't blame it on the kid.
No.
Because
no.
I don't think they give that. Number three, Frosted Flakes.
Wow. Not a fan.
Number four, Honey Bunches of Oats.
I've had that before. It's pretty good.
Okay. Number five, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I don't know that I'm in love with this list. Number six is Lucky Charms. Now you're talking. Let's check some traffic and get into our list of the top five breakfast cereals on National Cereal Day.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
I'm gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown, and it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, away we go. And before we get to it, I mentioned this to Scraby in the break, but I am almost fell off my chair when I saw this on Amazon.com. You honestly can buy a cereal, and you can buy different flavors too, Scraby. Cocoa, Cinnamon Toast, and the brand new Honey Graham. Mm. The name of the cereal, I kid you not, is Poop Like a Champion.
Is it a fiber cereal?
Poop Like a Champion, high fiber cereal, healthy low carb cereal, natural constipation relief for adults and kids.
Oh, hitting both markets.
Get yourself a box of Poop Like a Champion high fiber cereal. I really can't believe that exists.
Poop Like a Champion is going to be like, why are all these people ordering cereal from San Diego?
It's going to be a run on this stuff.
Better get it now, everybody.
According to Amazon.com, it'll only cost you about $9 a box. Nine and a half.
How much is a regular box of cereal?
I don't know. I really don't buy cereal very often anymore.
Cheerios price.
Cheerios price. Give me a
$5.49.
Yeah, so this is about double to get the poop cereal.
I better do this.
Right. If I pay the $9, yes, it better work.
It better work.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe there is such a thing.
I can.
But I got to be honest with you. Most people listening to the show right now feel enlightened.
Yes, I guess so.
Right? They're like, hey, really? I did not know that.
Number five.
Hey, this is why you tune into Gwen and Chris. It's information you can't live without.
Yes, at the water cooler before you head home today, make sure you tell your coworker
somebody,
to poop
you're
like
gonna,
a champion.
You're going to tell somebody about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Dave says, comes with toilet paper.
Okay, Dave. That's funny.
And McKee says, aren't those just called grape nuts?
Another interesting
weird
line.
Weird cereal.
Yeah, our listeners are okay out there. You guys are funny.
All right.
Okay, let's go. Our top five favorite cereals. Why don't you start, Mr. Scraby? It's National Cereal Day.
Yes, I
enjoy a little cereal.
On the chat, Jax said, which I thought was kind of funny because Jax said, how are you not a fan of Frosted Flakes, Scrabe? They're great.
Tony the Tiger says so.
I'm not a fan of Frosted Flakes, so there you go.
They didn't make my list either, but when I was a kid and I had a helping of Frosted Flakes, nothing quite like drinking the milk afterward.
Okay.
The sugary milk.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Man, that was hard to beat when you were a kid. Hard to beat.
Okay, so my number five, I never gave it. Honey Smacks.
What?
The guy with the frog on the
Honey
cover.
Smacks?
I mean, some of these are nostalgic
cereal.
Is
that really the name of a cereal?
Yeah,
he's just making it up.
Honey Smacks. It's delicious.
Why have I never heard of it?
These are some of the,
Honey
Smacks. Nostalgic cereals that I had.
Kellogg Honey Smacks.
Yeah, very good.
There they are. That's not a frog, though.
What is it?
That looks like a bear to me with a bee hovering over the bowl of the Honey Smacks.
We're looking at maybe that's the newly designed one, but
Kellogg's Honey Smacks. It's an orange box. There's a bear on there.
Oh, look at, see, this is the one I'm talking about.
Which
one
are you talking about?
The frog right here. They must have changed the packaging.
There's one with the frog. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Got them both.
Whew.
Honey Smacks.
All right.
You say.
Yes.
Number five for me, Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Whoa, Crunch Berries.
I know that they came out with the box that was only Crunch Berries.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even have to get the Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm pronouncing that correctly. It is not Captain Crunch.
Cap'n.
It's Cap apostrophe N.
It is.
Look at the box.
It is.
Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah.
But I like it with the crunch berries, and I think, though I like the crunch berries, I like the cereal also, so I like the combination.
Okay.
So that's why I have to have not just a box of crunch berries, as has been suggested to me.
I like the Cap'n.
I like the Cap'n. He's all right.
All right.
Number four.
I just finished my list, Chris. I could not come up with a number four, and I'm glad that I came to this decision.
Okay.
Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, boy.
Great cereal.
Fruity Pebbles.
Talk about the milk after you are done with your cereal.
Right. That's the best part.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yes. There's mini wheats. Frosted mini wheats are on the chat. We're hitters, they said. So.
Okay.
Rice and corn Chex.
All right, don't be giving me all of everybody's list. I mean, we'll get to it.
Okay, go for it.
They're going to take all of ours.
Well, that doesn't
I don't
matter.
Like that.
That doesn't matter.
By the way, the Cap'n Crunch with only crunch berries is called Oops All Berries. As if the Cap'n himself made a mistake and left the Cap'n Crunch cereal out.
You know what? I love it.
Gotta love that.
Gotta love it.
Number four for me, Life. Life cereal.
Mikey
liked it. If you don't know what we're referring to, it was a famous commercial ad campaign back in the day. Life cereal.
I do.
You want to try it?
I don't know that I've ever.
I don't want to try it. Do you want to try it? No. Hey, let's get Mikey. He'll try anything. And then Mikey just downs the whole box of Life cereal.
What does it taste like? I don't know that I've ever
really?
Had
you never had it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really tasted good. The funny thing about Life cereal.
The funny thing about Life cereal.
Well, I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about it is that they tried to pawn it off on us kids as a healthy choice.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Nothing healthy about a box of Life cereal.
I'm going to look into this. I might even buy some over the weekend.
I'm looking it up here, and all I'm seeing is all these old boxes. I wonder if Life, does somebody out there know, does Life still exist?
Someone's saying out there that their favorite cereal was Life, too.
Oh, yeah. I had a ton of it when I was a kid. I really enjoyed it.
Yes,
I believe. Yeah,
does.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now they got kind of a different looking box now.
They do. A way different
The original
box.
Life cereal.
All right.
All right. That's my number four.
All right.
Number three.
I keep saying all right. Sorry, everybody.
You know, it's funny talking about all this. I'm going on Amazon. I want to order every box right
you
now.
You should.
I know. I'm in the mood.
My number three is going to be a healthy-ish cereal, Special K with red berries.
What?
Love that. I love it.
Special K with red berries.
They have, like, dehydrated strawberries in the cereal, and the Special K is, like, unsugared. So I like that one.
You are a weird kid, man. Special K with red berries.
You've never heard of that one?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, it's good.
Special K is just awful.
It's good.
Number one. Number two, Special K gets soggy in the milk after about 8 seconds.
You pour the milk.
You reach your spoon down. All of a sudden, every Special K flake is soggy.
No, they re-engineered it, Chris.
Re-engineered it?
I got a question for you.
They rejiggered it?
Someone on the chat, but I can't find it now. They said, do you like soggy or crunchy cereal?
Well, I just didn't think I explained it. I'd rather it be somewhat crunchy. Soggy's no good.
Good point. You did explain that.
I did.
You're number three.
Number three for me, Vanilla Almond Clusters.
Okay.
They're at Trader Joe's.
Those are pretty good.
That's a bit of an adult choice, right? But, you know, I'm an adult now. So when I get cereal these days, and it's not often, I don't have cereal very much.
I don't either.
But once in a while, I feel like I treat myself to a box of Vanilla Almond Clusters at Trader Joe's.
I can do that.
They are really tasty.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know how healthy they are for
Probably
you.
Not.
Again, they try to kind of sell them off as it's kind of a healthy choice.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's really true, but I really like those.
Okay.
Vanilla Almond Clusters.
That's a good one.
All right, that's my number
two.
All right, I'm going to move through this quick, but Lucky Charms number two.
There you go.
I was the kid who I got in trouble growing up because I would pour out all the cereal, pick all the marshmallows out, and then put the cereal back into the cereal box.
Yeah.
So that no one else got the marshmallows, and I got in trouble all the time for that. But the marshmallows are the best part.
Of course they are.
There you go.
Nobody bought Lucky Charms for the cereal itself.
No, that would be gross.
Number two for me, I'm cheating. Quaker Oats.
Ew.
It's a cereal.
Oh.
And I eat hot cereal oatmeal all the time, and I love it. Oh, wow. Didn't realize. You never have a bowl of oatmeal? Like, ever?
Every once in a while.
Wow.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
I eat it often.
I take back my barfing sound.
Okay. I eat it often, and I have a suggestion for you.
Yes, what's that?
Whip up some Quaker Oats, put a little almond butter in it.
Mm.
Oh, man. Good combination.
Almond butter?
Yep. Little almond butter.
Wow.
Try that with your
Don't tempt me with
Quaker
a good time,
Oats.
Chris.
It's very good.
All right.
Number one.
My number one is something that I cannot eat anymore because it's one of the most unhealthy cereals on the market, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. When I went back to watch my nieces, they had Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I ate like three bowls of it because I never buy it, so I had to do it, and it's still as good as I remember.
Yeah. My number one is of a similar vein, but it's Apple Jacks.
Oh, I remember
I ate about 10,000 Apple Jack boxes when I was a kid. And when I was traveling with the women's basketball team, within the last month, we were at a hotel.
Little boxes?
Without a hotel, they lay out breakfast for the team, and they had some little boxes of cereal, and one of them was a box of Apple Jacks, a little box, and I grabbed it and enjoyed it. Felt like I was 9 years old again, but it was kind of fun.
Here,
Apple Jacks are my numero uno.
Quick suggestions, Booberry, Count Chocula, pretty good.
Yeah.
Her husband loves regular Cheerios, which didn't even make our list.
Is her husband less than 1 year old?
I don't know.
We already discussed that only babies eat Cheerios, I thought.
Cookie Crisp. Kix
are for kids.
Puffs.
All right,
that's some good stuff.
Yeah, we could go on and on.
Yeah,
but we digress.
Yes,
coming up next is Chris versus the Fans. Chance for you to win a trip to Las Vegas. Play a little trivia. I have been on a big slump, so this is the week to play. 833-288-0973. We'll do it when we come back.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip, as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is The Countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, away we go. And before we get to it, I mentioned this to Scraby in the break, but I am almost fell off my chair when I saw this on Amazon.com. You honestly can buy a cereal, and you can buy different flavors too, Scraby. Cocoa, Cinnamon Toast, and the brand new Honey Graham. Mm. The name of the cereal, I kid you not, is Poop Like a Champion.
Is it a fiber cereal?
Poop Like a Champion, high fiber cereal, healthy low carb cereal, natural constipation relief for adults and kids.
Oh, hitting both markets.
Get yourself a box of Poop Like a Champion high fiber cereal. I really can't believe that exists.
Poop Like a Champion is going to be like, why are all these people ordering cereal from San Diego?
It's going to be a run on this stuff.
Better get it now, everybody.
According to Amazon.com, it'll only cost you about $9 a box. $9.50.
How much is a regular box of cereal?
I don't know. I really don't buy cereal very often anymore.
Cheerios price.
Give me a
$5.49.
Yeah, so this is about double to get the poop cereal.
I better do this.
Right.
If I pay the nine bucks,
yeah. Yes, it better work.
It better work.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe there is such a thing.
I can't.
But I got to be honest with you. Most people listening to the show right now feel enlightened.
Yes, I guess so.
Right? They're like, hey, really? I did not know that.
Number five.
Hey, this is why you tune into Gwen and Chris. It's information you can't live without.
Yes, at the water cooler before you head home today, make sure you tell your coworker
somebody,
to poop
you're
like
gonna,
a champion.
You're going to tell somebody about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Dave says, comes with toilet paper.
Okay, Dave. That's funny.
And McKee says, aren't those just called grape nuts?
Another interesting
weird
line.
Cereal.
Yeah, our listeners are okay out there. You guys are funny.
All right.
Okay, let's go. Our top five favorite cereals. Why don't you start, Mr. Scraby? It's National Cereal Day.
Yes, I...
Enjoy a little cereal.
On the chat, Jax said, which I thought was kind of funny because Jax said, how are you not a fan of Frosted Flakes, Scrape? They're great.
Tony the Tiger says so.
I'm not a fan of Frosted Flakes. So there you go.
They didn't make my list either, but when I was a kid and I had a helping of Frosted Flakes, nothing quite like drinking the milk afterward.
Okay.
The sugary milk?
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Man, that was hard to beat when you were a kid. Hard to beat.
Okay, so my number five, I never gave it. Honey Smacks.
What?
The guy with the frog on the
Honey
cover.
Smacks?
I mean, some of these are nostalgic
cereal. Is that really the name of a cereal?
Yeah,
he's just making it up.
Honey Smacks. It's delicious.
Why have I never heard of it?
These are some of the,
Honey
Smacks. Nostalgic cereals that I had.
Kellogg Honey Smacks.
Yeah, very good.
They are. That's not a frog, though.
What is it?
That looks like a bear to me with a bee hovering over the bowl of the Honey Smacks.
We're looking at maybe that's the newly designed one, but
Kellogg's Honey Smacks. It's an orange box. There's a bear on there.
Oh, look at this is the one I'm talking about. With
Which
the
one
frog?
Are you talking about?
The frog right here. They must have changed the packaging.
There's one with the frog. Yeah, yeah. You're right. Okay. Got them both.
Whew.
Honey Smacks.
All right.
You say.
Yes.
Number five for me, Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Whoa, Crunch Berries.
I know that they came out with the box that was only Crunch Berries.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even have to get the Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm pronouncing that correctly. It is not Captain Crunch.
Cap'n.
It's Cap apostrophe N.
It is.
Look at the box.
It is.
Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah.
But I like it with the Crunch Berries. And I think, though I like the Crunch Berries, I like the cereal also. So I like the combination.
Okay.
So that's why I have to have not just a box of Crunch Berries, as has been suggested to me.
I like the Cap'n.
I like the Cap'n. He's all right.
All right.
Number four.
I just finished my list, Chris. I could not come up with a number four, and I'm glad that I came to this decision.
Okay.
Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, boy.
Great cereal.
Fruity Pebbles.
Talk about the milk after you are done with your cereal.
Right. That's the best part.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yes. There's mini wheats. Frosted mini wheats are on the chat. We're hitters, they said. So.
Okay.
Rice and corn Chex.
All right, don't be giving me all of everybody's list. I mean, we'll get to it.
Okay, go for it.
They're going to take all of ours.
But that doesn't matter.
I don't
matter.
Like that.
That doesn't matter.
By the way, the Cap'n Crunch with only Crunch Berries is called Oops All Berries. As if the Cap'n himself made a mistake. And left the Cap'n Crunch cereal out.
You know what? I love it.
Gotta love that.
Gotta love it.
Number four for me, Life. Life cereal.
Mikey
liked it. If you don't know what we're referring to, it was a famous commercial ad campaign back in the day. Life cereal.
I do.
You want to try it?
I don't know that I've ever.
I don't want to try it. Do you want to try it? No. Hey, let's get Mikey. He'll try anything. And then Mikey just downs the whole box of Life cereal.
What does it taste like? I don't know that I've ever
really.
Had
you
Life.
Never had it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really tasted good. The funny thing about Life cereal.
The funny thing about Life.
Cereal. Well, I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about it is that they tried to pawn it off on us kids as a healthy choice.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Nothing healthy about a box of Life cereal.
I'm going to look into this. I might even buy some over the weekend.
Just I don't so I even know. Some. I'm looking it up here, and all I'm seeing is all of these old boxes. I wonder if Life, does somebody out there know, does Life still exist?
Someone's saying out there that their favorite cereal was Life too.
Oh, yeah. I had a ton of it when I was a kid. I really enjoyed it. Yes, I believe. Yeah, does. There we go.
Yeah.
Now they got a kind of a different looking box now.
They do. A way different
The original
box.
Life cereal.
All right.
All right. That's my number four.
All right.
Number three.
I keep saying all right. Sorry, everybody.
You know, it's funny talking about all this. I'm going on Amazon. I want to order every box right
you
now.
Should.
I know. I'm in the mood.
My number three is going to be a healthy-ish cereal, Special K with red berries.
What?
Love that. I love it.
Special K with red berries.
They have, like, dehydrated strawberries in the cereal, and the Special K is, like, unsugared. So I like that one.
You are a weird kid, man. Special K with red berries.
You've never heard of that one?
Yeah, I have.
No, it's good.
Special K is just awful.
It's good.
Number one. Number two, Special K get soggy in the milk after about 8 seconds.
You pour
the milk.
Not. No.
You reach your spoon down. All of a sudden, every Special K flake is soggy.
No, they re-engineered it, Chris.
Re-engineered it?
I got a question for you.
They rejiggered it?
Someone on the chat, but I can't find it now. They said, do you like soggy or crunchy cereal?
Well, I just didn't think I explained it. I'd rather it be somewhat crunchy. Soggy's no good.
Good point. You did explain that.
I did.
You're number three.
Number three for me, vanilla almond clusters.
Okay.
They're at Trader Joe's.
Those are pretty good.
That's a bit of an adult choice, right? But, you know, I'm an adult now. So when I get cereal these days, and it's not often, I don't have cereal very much.
I don't either.
But once in a while, I feel like I treat myself to a box of vanilla almond clusters at Trader Joe's.
I can do that.
They are really tasty.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know how healthy they are for
Probably
you.
Not.
Again, they try to kind of sell them off as it's kind of a healthy choice.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's really true, but I really like those.
Okay.
Vanilla almond clusters.
That's a good one.
All right, that's my number three.
Number two.
All right, I'm going to move through this quick, but Lucky Charms number two.
There you go.
I was the kid who I got in trouble growing up because I would pour out all the cereal, pick all the marshmallows out, and then put the cereal back into the cereal box.
Yeah.
So that no one else got the marshmallows, and I got in trouble all the time for that. But the marshmallows are the best part.
Of course they are.
There you go.
Nobody bought Lucky Charms for the cereal itself.
No, that would be gross.
Number two for me, I'm cheating. Quaker Oats.
Ew.
It's a cereal.
Oh.
And I eat hot cereal oatmeal all the time, and I love it. Oh, wow. Didn't realize. You never have a bowl of oatmeal? Like, ever?
Every once in a while.
Wow.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
I eat it often.
I take back my barfing sound.
Okay. I eat it often, and I have a suggestion for you.
Yes, what's that?
Whip up some Quaker Oats, put a little almond butter in it.
Mm.
Oh, man. Good combination.
Almond butter?
Yep. Little almond butter.
Wow.
Try that with your
Don't tempt me with
Quaker
a good time,
oats.
Chris.
It's very good.
All right.
Number one.
My number one is something that I cannot eat anymore because it's one of the most unhealthy cereals on the market, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. When I went back to watch my nieces, they had Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I ate like three bowls of it because I never buy it, so I had to do it, and it's still as good as I remember.
Yeah. My number one is of a similar vein, but it's Apple Jacks.
Oh, I remember
I ate
Apple
about 10,000 Apple Jack boxes when I was a kid. And when I was traveling with the women's basketball team, within the last month, we were at a hotel.
Little boxes?
Without a hotel, they lay out breakfast for the team, and they had some little boxes of cereal, and one of them was a box of Apple Jacks, a little box, and I grabbed it and enjoyed it. Felt like I was 9 years old again, but it was kind of fun.
Here,
Apple Jacks are my numero uno.
Quick suggestions, Boo Berry, Count Chocula, pretty good.
Yeah.
Her husband loves regular Cheerios, which didn't even make our list.
Is her husband less than 1 year old?
I don't know.
We already discussed that only babies eat Cheerios, I thought.
Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp.
Kix.
Kix
Reese's
are for kids.
Puffs.
All right. That's some good stuff.
Yeah. We could go on and on.
Yeah.
But we digress.
Yes.
Coming up next is Chris versus the fans. Chance for you to win a trip to Las Vegas. Play a little trivia. I have been on a big slump. So this is the week to play. 833-288-0973. We'll do it when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.